Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We'll move on for now. During the week, Catherine, Princess of Wales, released a 3-minute video announcing that she has completed her chemotherapy. The reaction to the video was mainly warm, and you've probably seen it, but there was a certain amount of criticism that the video presented an overly rosy picture of what cancer recovery looks like. It was a very beautifully made video, if you've seen it. We saw Catherine in the forest with her husband William, their 3 children, their pet dog. We see her picnicking on the sand dunes with William. They're embracing on a picnic blanket, walking through fields of wheat. We see Catherine with a butterfly poised elegantly on her hand at one stage, and then a very, very authentic and heartful narration over it by her. Comedian Anne Gildee, good morning.
Good morning.
You were diagnosed with advanced breast cancer in 2011, and you've gone through chemo, a mastectomy and reconstructive surgery. And I say all that in a sentence as if it was just nothing, but obviously enormous. What did you make of the video?
I loved it. I mean, look, you know, everybody is so media literate now that you can see the instant parody immediately. But I read it totally on face value. I just loved the way it unfolded. And the big piece for me is that she is a woman and a mother, and she has 3 children from 11 years of age down. And you know, it doesn't matter what class you are, royalty or pauper, you're the big piece of going through cancer is that you want to be there for your children. And I say that as a childless, catless woman. But I saw that with people who I went on the cancer journey with. It was particularly hard for mums because they're just thinking about their children. And so what I saw was a mum who survived cancer and has come through a chemotherapy, and she's with her children. And I thought it was just an expert piece of PR.
But it was expert, it has to be said. Yeah. What about this criticism that it kind of sugarcoats things, doesn't show a true picture of cancer treatment and recovery and everything?
Well, I guess we don't have a picture of what kind of cancer she had. I know when I went through chemo, and everybody I know who went through chemotherapy, we all lost our hair. And a picture came up on my computer, you know, when they bring up pictures of on this day, whatever. And it was me going through cancer treatment, and I just looked like death. My hair had fallen out. I had pallor. She'd never really presented that kind of picture. But I don't know. There's a bit of me looking at the hair going, what's the story with the hair? I know that sounds shallow, but her hair looks so fabulous. You're going, what's going on there? But, you know, the woman was diagnosed with cancer. She had to go through chemotherapy. So obviously it was serious enough to warrant that. And she survived. And I loved that it was shot in nature. And I loved that they had the scale of the trees around them. So it was this sense of, look, here we are, mammals on a planet. We're all in this together. It made me have a little weep.
Mammals on a planet. She said in the course of her voiceover that cancer had caused her to reflect and be grateful for the simple yet important things in life, which we all imagine if we did have some kind of an adverse experience like that, that you would come back hugely grateful for everything. Was that your experience?
Absolutely. I don't take one day on this planet for granted. And particularly because people I was close to didn't make it, and people who were parents. And I had one friend, Patricia, and she used to always say, I just want to make it through till my children are a good age. And unfortunately, she passed away before her children got to that age she aspired to survive until. So I think that whole piece comes up. And for anybody who's been through cancer or been beside anybody going through the journey, which is so many people, an authenticity really comes through in that piece. We all know it's expertly put together, but there is something so real about it. And when she says life as we know it can change in an instant, there's a real kernel of truth in everything she says in that voiceover. And it's voiced so beautifully. And yes, we know she's royal. We know she's part of that whole insane institution. But there's something so human about it. I thought it was just beautiful. And then, of course, you see some of the commentators in the legacy media saying, you know, being critical of it, that they're being too open and they're not going the traditional royal way of never explain, never complain and keep that Freude. But I think it's perfectly pitched for the times we're in.
Okay, Anne Gilty, thank you very much. And Anne, you will be at Glore in Ennis tonight with your show, How to Get the Menopause and Enjoy It. I hope you'll have a butterfly elegantly poised on your hand, will you?
Metaphorically.
Yeah, and an accurate representation of the menopause there. Okay, Anne Gilty, thank you very much for that.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.